Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There's too much to do. I can't do it all. Will God deliver me from all of this? If He is testing me, I feel like I'm failing. Won't God stop testing me? This time of year, there are so many things to do, it can be quite daunting. Preparing house and home for visitors. Preparing food for relatives. Children and grandchildren for tests and the Christmas program, their parts. And nightfall happens so early. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. The Lord has spoken. No longer is it, the Lord has taken away my right. That is, God no longer judges you. Rather, the Lord has taken away the judgment against you. Who will take away the judgment against you? God has said, I will. As Luther well put it, He does not want you to rebuke yourself anymore. He does not want you to hate yourself anymore. Rather, He loves you like a beloved daughter. You now have a God who is a very gentle father and no longer a judge to terrify your conscience with the law. This is what the prophet calls judgment. That is, the wrath of God threatened through the law. That, he says, the Lord has taken away. Who will take away your heavy load? Who will save you from your sin? God has said, I will. More specifically, Jesus has said, He will. That's what we're celebrating this Advent season, as we remember that Jesus came so many years ago to take away the judgment for your sin. He has come, and He has taken it away. And God has accepted His sacrifice. So if God no longer holds you accountable, why do you still hold yourself accountable? Certainly there is one who would benefit from you attacking yourself, Satan. Misery loves company. Satan already knows that he has lost the war with God in Christ Jesus, Christ. But if Satan, whose name means accuser, can accuse you and make you feel guilty so that you doubt God's love in Christ, and no longer repent and trust, Satan will have another person to suffer with him when Jesus returns. As it is, God has cleared away your enemies. Every accusation Satan can throw at you has already been paid for at the cross of Calvary. Jesus has already won. Jesus himself took your punishment in your place so that you don't have to. Since the law's requirement for punishment has been met in Christ Jesus, you no longer bear it. There's no longer any charge against you. But Satan wants to dress up his accusations to make you feel guilty because he knows you no longer are in Christ Jesus. On that day it shall be said in Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. Three times the prophet quotes God as saying, I will, or he will. He will save. He will rejoice. He will quiet you. There is no power on earth which can save you. Not your own, not someone else's, only God's. And He will. He already has. We still live with our enemies, but we don't need to fear them. As Luther put it, it is one thing to endure evil and another to fear evil. Therefore, God tells us, fear not. After all, if God is for us, who can be against us? If God no longer judges you guilty, and he is the judge, then who will? God is so very for us that he has said he will sing over us. He will sing over you. God is not like other so-called gods. He does not need our worship to exist or to gain his strength. He has all the strength he will ever need. He is eternal. Yet he came not to be served, but to serve. He served by giving his life as the Son, Jesus, on the cross. He serves us today with his word and his sacraments. And he will sing over you with song. God doesn't need your singing to him. He will sing about you, that he gained you for his own. Just like with your salvation, the sacrament is here for you today. Both forgiveness of sins and the sacrament, where you can taste it, are free. Jesus has bought both for you so that you might taste and receive the forgiveness of sins that he won so long ago, this very day. I will gather you who mourn for the festival so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, at the time when I gather you together, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. God does love you, and he has paid the price for your sin. Yet he permits evil to occur for now. But the day is coming when he will destroy evil. He will throw Satan and all those who persist in evil with him in the lake of fire, which never dies. There they will no longer have any effect on us. And God himself will gather us into his arms and into eternal life for joy and for peace forevermore. Right now, all of creation waits for the revealing of the sons of God, but that will happen at the end. God gathers us through his word for that time. Then, when the fullness of time has come yet again, he will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth. Jesus will acknowledge you before all people, that you have borne his name among them. And Jesus will also do this before the Father. And then you will be called to enter with him into life everlasting. Not because of your works, but because you have believed on the name of the Son of God, the one who was coming into the world so many years ago to pay for your sin, who came into this world, who paid for your sin, and is coming again to bring you home with him. God has said he will. In Jesus' name, amen.